Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Dr. Heidi Hamel didn't have lifelong dreams of being an astronomer. It wasn't until her sophomore year in college, when she took her first course in the subject, that she began looking to the sky to try to answer the fundamental question, what is the fate of the universe? Likening being an astronomer with being an explorer, she explains that she gets to travel to places no one else can, all without leaving the Earth. With degrees from MIT and the University of Hawaii, her postdoctoral work was at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, after which she returned to MIT, where she spent nearly 9 years as a principal research scientist. With extensive experience with the Hubble telescope, she was selected to lead the team that studied the impact of Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 with Jupiter in July 1994, with a specific focus on the atmospheric response to the collisions. In the same year, while studying Neptune, she discovered its Great Dark Spot, a storm as big as the Earth that had disappeared sometime after it had been first observed by the Voyager spacecraft in 1989. The next year, she joined the Space Science Institute in Colorado as co-director of their research branch, with her primary work focusing on outer planets and their satellites. While working with a colleague, it was discovered that Uranus' 9 main rings comprised a single layer of particles, something not found in other rings. They also found an 11th ring around Uranus. Since 2011, she has been the Executive Vice President of the Association of Universities for Research in Astronomy, while continuing her work at SSI. In addition to her work with Hubble, she is also an interdisciplinary scientist for the James Webb Space Telescope, and was a member of the Science Working Group for the Giant Segmented Mirror Telescope. Hamel has said that she loves to be able to look into space and observe things that maybe no other human has even seen. Her research has earned her awards like the 1996 Harold C. Urey Prize. Her outreach in science communication has earned her awards like the Carl Sagan Medal. She has been profiled in Newsweek and Discover and has an asteroid named in her honor. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.